Same point of time. Okay, once again, I want to thank Rabbi Shabtai for giving me the opportunity to learn together with you. This week's parsha is Parshas Chayei Sarah. And in Parshas Chayei Sarah, of course, we know the very beginning of this week's parsha, Sarah passes away. After Sarah passes away and he negotiates with the Bnei Ches and ultimately Ephron purchases Maras HaMachpelah, he realizes that at this point, he needs to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. It's come to the point where he needs to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. And the Torah says the words, V'Avraham Zakin Babi Amim. Avram is an older person. He's coming on with days. Babi Amim. He realizes that he needs to take action and set his son up to ensure his descendants will come to fruition. And the Nesiv Hashem points out a number of very interesting things about Avram Avinu in general, and particularly this Lashon of V'Avram Ba, V'Avram Zakin Babi Amim. He says the following. We don't see that when any of the other avos, we don't see when any of the other Torah personalities that we are privy to learn about, none of them, when it comes to the end of their life, does the Torah describe zaken ba biyamim. It's a strange way to describe that a person is coming to the end of their days. What is the Torah coming to add that we wouldn't already know? Just say Avram Zakein, Avram is older. Why does it say Bab Yamin? After all, any person that's old means that they have had a lot of days of their life. So once you establish that Avram is a Zakein, by definition, it means Bab Yamin. What are the words Bab Yamin mean? And when it comes to Yitzchak, it says that Yitzchak was older. And there it doesn't mention anything about Yitzchak coming Babi Yamim. So what is the Torah adding? Okay. Similarly, the Kamash because of additionally, another adjective to describe Avraham is that he was blessed Bakol. That's not something that the other avos are described by. And something that unique is described by Avram Avinu Shneamar Bov Heye Bracha, it will be with him Bracha. And we know that the Bereishis Rabbah, the Medrash tells us, Kolano Gabi Avram Avinu Mizbarech, anybody that would interact with Avram would be blessed. V'chol Aroes Avram, anybody who would see Avram Avinu Mizbarech, V'chol Aosek V'chrak Mati Mayam Mizbarech, anybody that would do any type of business dealing with Avram Avinu. Essentially, hang out with Avram Avinu, because anybody that hangs out with Avram Avinu is going to be blessed. Why Davka by Avram? What, Yitzchak wasn't a good guy? Yaakov wasn't a good guy? We have the trifecta of Avos. Why is it that only when it comes to Avram Avinu do we say V'heyei Bracha? Why only when it says that when it comes to Avram Avinu, a person who sees Avram Avinu is going to be Mizbaret, but it doesn't seem to apply to anybody else? Oh, Darshan Chazal, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, B'berchos Roshal Avram Avinu V'heyei Bracha B'cha Chosmin Magen Avram. We know that while we say, okay, Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak and Elokei Yaakov, at the end of the day, when we conclude the first bracha of our Shmon Esrei, what do we say? Magain Avraham. Why Dafka Avram? Why don't we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and say Magain Avram, Magain Yitzchak, Magain Yaakov, or you want to shorten Magain Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. What is so unique about Avram Avinu? So to recap our questions, the one we're going to mostly focus on is the first one, and the other ones will kind of follow suit. Why does the Torah go out of its way to describe uniquely Avram Avinu when it says that he is a Zakein? Why is it that it's a Zakein Ba B'Yamim? What are the words Ba B'Yamim coming to add? When we see when it comes to Yitzchak, it says Zakein. And as we know, Zakein means old. Of course he's had a lot of days. We don't see any of the other Avos described that way. And why is it that Avram is uniquely a vehicle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designates as a manner in which he can pass along bracha to, which he does not give as an opportunity, does not designate the other avos to serve in a similar capacity. So we need to try to understand what's going on. So you turn the page, the Slonim Rebbe, of course, asked all these questions, gives a powerful insight, something that we wouldn't necessarily pick up on our own, but opens a lot of doors and a lot of understandings and portals to be able to appreciate what the Torah was adding when the Torah says the words, Bab Yamin. Top of page, Kuf Lamed Vav. When the Torah goes out of its way to tell us the words Bab Yamim, the Torah was honing in on, was concentrating, was focusing on the Mid of Chesed, of course, Avram Avinu distinguished himself with. Because the Torah used the words Bab Yamim. So Rabbi Brand's wondering, where in the words Bab Yamim do you see anything about Chesed? Rabbi Brand, good question. He quotes the Rebbe of Mikuvrin, who says, "The Yom Sheyehudi Eino Oseh Bo Chesed Lo Nechshav Kayom B'Chayav." Wow, that is an unbelievable statement. Let's translate. Let's understand what that means. He says the following, based on the Shlah. He says that a Jew who does not perform a Chesed in a day, that day is not credited to him. That is not considered to be a day that he has lived for. You'd think about maybe about Talmud Torah. You'd think about Tefillah. No, that's not what the Shlah says, and that's not what the Rebbe of Kubrin is quoting. Yehudi says, "Sheino oseh bo chesed." You don't perform a chesed. Lo nechshav kayom mechav, is not considered one of the days of your life. Kimerumas v'amamar hakasav. The pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Nun Beis, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. If you want to know what a Chesed is of the Ribbono Shel, he does one every single day. And therefore, since Hashem performs a Chesed every single day, as we're going to see in a little while, a Jew is required to mimic the Ribbono Shalom if he wants to be the beneficiaries of the Chesed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs Chesed each and every day. Then by virtue of that, Shebuchol Yom Tov Yehudi Lasos Maisa Chesed. Then a Jew also has to do a Chesed every single day. And if a Jew does not perform Chesed on a daily basis, Eino Begeder Yom. That's not a day that we have lived. That is a harif type of statement. That is a stark type of statement. You think about the priorities in one's life in terms of Talmud Torah, in terms of tefillah, in terms of shalom bayis, in terms of so many other areas. And yet sometimes the chesed falls by the wayside, unfortunately. Says the Shlah, says the Rebbe Mikubrin, based on a pasuk in Tehillim by David HaMelech. You want to know what's considered a day in the eyes of Hashem? Only one where a chesed is performed. So the Sfarim Rebbe says, we have to unpack. We got to try to understand. So why dafka chesed? Why kindness? Why not tefillah? Why not learning? Why dafka kindness is what defines a day? It's troublesome. We can steig in learning. We can dive into the Ribbono Shalom. And yet still, if we don't perform a chesed, that's not a day. And he says as follows. The way to build the world is through chesed. Binyan ha'olam kulo hu al yidei mitas ha'chesed. The world was structured, was constructed, was created. Yesh me'ayin by the Ribbono Shel Olam, only with chesed. Sha'akodesh Baruch Hu baris kol ha'briya b'mitas ha'chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had absolutely no desire, kevi'acho, to satisfy by creating the world. He gains absolutely nothing by creating the world. The only way to explain from a theologic perspective why God created the world is only kimiderach hatov lehetiv. He wants to give good and bestow good on the world. The whole world is predicated on chesed. That's the genesis. That's the catalyst for why the world was created. V'chol kiyuma shel habria. And the whole way that the Bria sustains itself, the world sustains itself, the Chokiyum Amin, and every species survives, Hibamidas HaChesed Shalom Chesed Yibaneh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to sustain, not only create the world, but sustain the world with one important element, and that is Chesed. Ukeshem Shemidas Chesed Binyan HaOlam, just as Chesed is the basis, is the fundamental element to the building and the constructing of the world. A person doesn't perform chesed. A person is not kind to others. It'll destroy the world. And he doesn't say this, but how do we know? Why was the mabul created in the Dor HaFlaga not? Because in the Dor HaFlaga, everybody was working out together. Everybody was kind to one another. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? They're rebelling against me, but they're Bali Chesed. They're working together. Okay, I'll mess them up a little bit, but I'm not going to destroy the world. You're going to steal from one another. You're not going to treat each other with respect during the Mabul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't tolerate a world where Chesed is not being actualized. That's the only reason why I created the world in the first place. How do we continue to perpetuate chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced into the world is only through our chesed. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, any person that has mercy on others, Merachmin Alav Min Hashemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate. He will give you that very same deserved chesed. And as the Baal Shem Tov says, the Pasuk, unbelievable pshat, Pasuk says, Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Yiminach, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem will be your shade. What does it mean Hashem will be your shade? What's a shadow? A shadow follows you wherever you go. A shadow follows you wherever you go in the sun. What does it mean Hashem is your shadow? Listen to this unbelievable insight from the Baal Shem Tov. Shekol ma she'adam oseh nir'eh b'tzel shelo. We see in our shadow everything. Kach kviyoch Hashem tzilcha. Hashem will be our shadow. V'kasher Yehudi minisnag mimidas ha'chesed. When we perform chesed on a daily basis, and Hashem is our shadow. Kamokim misnahim imo min hashamayim v'chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will perform, as David HaMelech said, chesed kel kol hayom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate. He started the world on chesed. He puts on us and he imposes on us the responsibility to perpetuate that chesed. And for every chesed that we do, he will reciprocate. He is the tzilcha. He is your shadow. You need to realize that if you want to be the beneficiary of the Ribbono Shel Olam's chesed, which we can't survive without, we need to perform a chesed each and every day. And without it, it's not considered to be a day. The Kasher goes, and he quotes the Zohar Kadosh, the Kasher goes, Yom Adam Gzeira, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gozer, Gzeira, Mizan Lo Min HaShamayim, Oni O Mitzvah Acheres Shal Chesed, Shai Deh Chesed, Yom Tuk Adina Me'alav Tispat Ad Gzeira. If Chas V'Shalom a Gzeira decree is decreed against us, to be poor or some other unfortunate occurrence, and we do Chesed, the Ribbono Shalom feels compelled to reciprocate and to change the Gzeira. Because that's the relationship that's going on between us and Hashem. Hashem created the world predicated on chesed. We need to perpetuate that chesed. And Hashem will then respond through that cyclical, through that constant circular type of relationship, that type of understanding of chesed kel kol hayom. And therefore, if that's true, now you can understand what's going on over here. He continues on. We know in the way we say in our tefillos, each and every day the world is recreated. And so therefore, each and every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is once again reintroducing chesed into our lives by recreating the world. We are going to therefore have that responsibility of constantly performing chesed. V'alkein tzarich yudi, bottom of the second paragraph. Every day, b'chol yom tamid lo'orer midas ha'chesed. Now you understand. If chesed is all every day, chesed kel kol hayom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his chesed is by creating the world every single day. And Hashem tzilcha, Hashem is the shadow of who we are. And so therefore says that Baal Shem Tov, if Hashem is creating the world every single day, it's not just when he created the world during the 6 days of creation, but every single day he recreates the world, then it's incumbent upon us to reciprocate by performing that chesed. And if we reciprocate, then we'll be the recipients of a continual amount of chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to provide for us. And in fact, if you take a look, that's something that is focused on in our tefillah. Take a look at the top of the next paragraph. He says, we say a modim, al nisecha shebechol yom imanu. Why do we say Shabbachol Yom? Why are we focusing on every single day? So this is how the Talmud says, because B'chol Yom V'Yom Yehudi Zokot L'chaste Hashem Yisbarach. A Jew is constantly the beneficiary, is constantly relying on the kindness of the Ribbono Shalom. B'chol Tzad Shvilat V'Sha'al B'chayav, every step he takes. Nisim v'niflos erev avokim v'tzahorayim. V'haderach l'hamshik zos hirak ayidayim yalas ha'cheses. We can only continue to be the recipients of this chesed if we constantly give chesed, if we constantly perform chesed, not once a month, not just on Thursday nights packing Tomchei Shabbos, every single day. And with this yesod, with this as a beautiful background in understanding our responsibility when it comes to chesed and what distinguishes chesed for so many other mitzvot, now we can understand what the Torah is saying. V'zehu ma'amar ha'kasuv v'avram zaken ba b'yamim She'im midas ha'chesed kishar mitzvos. Midas ha'chesed is not like every other mitzvah that you can do periodically. She'ein oheged, ein oheged, ela v'itim v'tanoim yiduim. Midas ha'chesed is not like other mitzvahs that you do based on certain times or based on certain conditions. Elohim mitzvah t'midis. It's a mitzvah that's perpetual, that is constant. Hamutelas al Yehudi b'chodim, that every Jew has to embrace every single day. The yom she'ein o'osav o'chesed, ein o'nechshav liyom b'chayim. A person who goes ahead and pushes chesed to the side, oh, it's not on my priority list, that's not a life. Because if we don't go ahead and perform and conduct ourselves with midas ha'chesed, guess what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't going to reciprocate. Because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced chesed, sees that we are going to do it, as the Baal Shem Tov says, he will live in our shadow, so to speak, and he will go ahead and he will follow. We will set the tone for that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will follow suit with. Now we can understand what is so unique, why Dr. Avram is the mechanism. Avram is the vehicle for bracha. Anybody who comes in contact and he comes to see him, olam chesed ibaneh, v'chesed u'mekor ha'brachos, l'chol ha'brachos. When we perform chesed, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reciprocate. He's going to give us all the brachos that hopefully we will be able to benefit from. So Avram Avinu, who is midas ha'chesed, Avram Avinu, who's zaken, not just an older person, no, babi amim. He distinguished himself because chesed was his mission statement. There wasn't a day that went by that he did not perform a chesed. He understood that to continue to ensure that the world would continue to exist, he had to perform chesed. And because he performed chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to go ahead and shower the world with more bracha. Oh, if Avraham Avinu is the one who's performing all of these chasanim, these acts of kindness, and as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is then going to continue that relationship by giving bracha, then of course Avraham Avinu is going to be the one of the heyei bracha. He's going to be the one, the conduit, to bring more bracha in the world. Shkal miskar, yilav nizok, b'midot tov meru, b'shadi, midas al-chesed himshich, Avraham Avinu shfa, bracha, shkal ha-roos, ha-mizbarach, l'chon roge, bo-mizbarach. Anybody that would come in contact with Avraham Avinu is going to be the beneficiaries of that chesed and will cling to Avraham Avinu, and therefore, once they cling to Avraham Avinu, who's reciprocating that chesed, Hashem Tzilcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will follow the tone that Avraham Avinu is setting and provide that bracha. And now we can understand. That's why b'chachos min magen Avram sheze yisod binyan ha'olam. You understand now that if we want to be protected, if we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect us, who are we going to want to bring up as that person that's going to remind the Ribono Shel Olam to protect the world and to continue to introduce and provide more and more chesed and bracha? There's only one person you could possibly think of, and that's Avram Avinu. Avram Zaken Bab Yamim. The pasuk says in Dov by David HaMelech, Chesed Chesed Chel Kol Hayom HaMechadesh B'Tuvah B'Chol Yom Tamid Maaseh Bereishis. Hashem constantly is recreating the world, and with each bria, with each ma'aseh of Bereishis that He recreates, it's only with Chesed. And the only way that we'll continue to be the beneficiaries of that Chesed is by us continuing to reciprocate and doing a chesed like Hashem each and every day. And when we do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem Tzilcha, I'm going to follow in your shadow. Avraham Avinu was emblematic. Avraham Avinu was the poster child for what chesed was all about. He was the one responsible, b'yamim, to ensure that chesed was being done each and every day. He was the one who ultimately was designated as that vehicle in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu could continue to shower chesed, bracha, into the world. He was the one that if you cling to, you too would be the beneficiary of that chesed. It's a powerful lesson, because when you think about things, you think about Torah, you think about certain mitzvahs, you think about tefillah, those are the big ticket items. Those are the things that you really need to focus on if you want to ensure that you're going to have a meaningful relationship with Hashem. And then Nesiv Shalom with the Shla and the Rebbe of Kuvrin and the Baal Shem Tov, and a beautiful explanation of understanding just these four words of Avram Zaken Babi. I mean, you understand that we need to internalize and reflect on bumping chesed up to the higher level tier in our priority list, identifying ways that speak to our strengths, that we can provide chesed and introduce chesed into the world, ensuring that in order to be the beneficiaries of the initial chesed of Ma'aseh Bereishis, and to guarantee the perpetual chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to provide for us, we need to be a cog in the Klal Yisrael wheel and make sure that we are doing our part in performing chasadim each and every day, so that we can be the beneficiaries of the Ma'aseh Bereishis initially, and the shefa, the overflowing bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so desperately wants to provide for us. Thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful day.
Shkoyach, thank you so much. Thank you.